CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
There we go. Nice to see everybody. The light's good in here, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. A little dark. Okay. Well, welcome to Spring Football 2021. We've been waiting for this for a long time. I think over half of our roster has never been through a spring football. So the freshmen that entered in 2019, they're obviously never able to go through a spring football practice in 2020. Then all the guys in the following class have never had one either. And so everybody is just extremely excited, extremely pumped up, and you could feel it. A lot of good energy out there today. So it was a good first day. Couple of announcements here, and this is a sad one. But Leatu Latu had a neck injury last fall. He ended up having some he had surgery. He's doing fine. He's recovering, but he's gonna have to retire from football. And what he's gonna do now for the rest of his career here with us, he's gonna help us out. He's gonna be a student assistant coach and be around the guys and be around the team. You'll start seeing him around practice probably next week. But, hearts go out to him and his family. And, this is part of this physical game. And unfortunately, we're always going to have to deal with, some difficult injuries like this. And we're going to be surrounding him with love and support. And he'll be with us until he finishes his degree. And then with that, we'll open up to questions.
When did that reflux put in?
Last fall.
Last fall?
Yes, last fall.
Mm-hmm.
What's your question? So there's going to be players that have different things that go on. Obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. We're testing these guys all the time. And there's going to be guys with different nicks and injuries that happen, school issues. And so from day to day, I think more than any other year, in the year 2021, and we're in the middle of different circumstances going on planet Earth, you're going to see guys show up and some guys aren't going to show up. You're going to see guys that they practice really good today, and all of a sudden you may not see them Friday because of certain circumstances. So that's what's going on there. Yeah, I can't wait to go watch the tape. I know this. He's been bugging our coaches about what his new techniques are, the new scheme. He's been chomping at the bit. He's played with a high motor at his last college he played at, which we loved. We remember seeing him out of high school. He played with a high motor, extremely tough. And right now he's putting a lot of hard work in. He's got a ways to go, just like a lot of these guys do. But we feel like we added a physical competitor to our roster. I'm excited to watch him continue to grow throughout spring. Yeah, we consulted, I believe, about five of the best specialists in the country, guys that work with different NFL clubs that certain members have had the same injury. Of course, our medical personnel, we exhausted every professional we could think of to make sure that this was going to be the proper decision. And so, yeah, this decision, came within the last couple of months after all the consultation with all the medical professionals. And it was a tough decision to make, for sure. But it's in the safety, obviously, of our players first and foremost. We would never want to put anybody in danger of of possibly not being able to use his extremities the rest of his life. And we would never want that to happen to anybody. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, of course, Leaute wasn't with us last year, sadly, but that group progressed and played really, really well. Obviously, with Zion being an all-conference player and with all the production that he had, we have some young talent and some old guys. We got Ryan Bowman and Jordan Lolahea, who hopefully you're going to see more of here coming up, Savelle. We added Jeremiah. And we got some young guys coming in, Maurice Himes. It's a group that I believe had a lot of snaps last training camp and last fall in our four games, and they played extremely well, and we're adding to the room. Of course, we would love to have Leaute back, though. You know. Yeah, you know, he's been here long enough. He needs to take that next step now. He needs to take that next step and go out there and lead by example and know the playbook better than any of the younger guys. He needs to go out there and make some plays and be consistent from day to day. He looks great. He's fast. He's quick. And now he's got to make sure he learns that playbook from back to front and plays faster than anybody else on the field. Yeah, you know, again, we're just walking off the practice field. Hopefully you guys saw we got a bunch of reps. Sometimes two at a time we're going, and so it's really hard to sit here and just right after we get off the practice field to have a general assessment of those guys. But I know this, they've been bugging Coach Donovan and about the playbook, and they've been studying it, and they both can throw it. And I know they're just going to continue to get better every single day. Yeah, it was really, I think both of our ideas. I had a very not the same injury, but my whole senior year was squashed after I had a knee injury in the middle of my senior year. And I know it helped me mentally to be able to be around the team and be around your brothers that you've been with for the last 3.5 years of your college career. So I know for him it's going to be good for him to be around his brothers. Be around his coaching staff, but he was one of our smarter players, and I know he's gonna add value to our team by being around our guys and helping these guys with their techniques and their fundamentals. And it's always good that you hear it from the coach, but it's always good when you hear it from a player as well, and you hear him speak the knowledge of how we're trying to say at their level, and he'll add tremendous value to us. I mean, it's practice. So, we had training camp all last year. Practice is practice for us. Yeah, and you're right. I cannot wait to practice because that's where championships are built, is through practice. You can't just roll the ball out there on game day and think you're going to do anything worthwhile. And so our coaches love to get the game plans together and go practice and make sure we're putting these guys in position to get better every single day. And so, yes, I am fired up for practice. I can't wait to go watch the film. Make the corrections, also hand out the praise. There was a lot of good plays out there made today, and then build off of that. Yeah, he was very physical, tough player from the film that we watched at his previous university. He had some really good production as a freshman for a team that plays in a good conference and played against some good competition. We liked his size, and he had really good hands. So it was and then after we did all the research about him, he's from the same high school as Caleb Berry, team captain, coaches down there, and all of his teammates have a lot of respect for him. And so character-wise, he really fit us. And we think this player is going to do a really good – he's going to add a lot to that wide receiver room and what we want that wide receiver room to look like. Tough, physical, and guys that love football.
You had a chance to come to talk about,
Yeah, so Rip, he was, an old friend of mine, old colleague of mine, Monty Kiffin, actually pointed him out to me when our defense quality control job was open a few years ago. And at that time, he was Lovie Smith had him as a graduate assistant at Illinois. So that was my first experiences with him. Those guys were offering him up and saying, "Hey, you gotta hire this guy." And so we started the interview process. And once he's been here now for the last few years, high energy, energetic, smart, knows technique inside and out, loves football, hardworking. And he did a tremendous job for us as quality control coach the last couple of years. And I had my eyes on him. If we ever had an opening up on defense on that side of the in the front, that he would be a guy that we'd interview. And so I can't wait for you guys to get a chance to meet him here when it's his turn to get in front of the microphone. Yeah, we're hoping that they've been here the longest of the guys up front, and it is their time to go. They need to take that next step. Just like he just mentioned, Dom Hampton now, who's been here for a while, and Taki and Tuli have been here for a while. They're the older guys that need to show by example. I think today was a good first day. We're just out there in pajamas and a helmet on. So the real stuff's going to go on when we get all the pads on and we start playing live and in some more rap tempo. But they know it's time to take the next step in their game. And I told them today in warmups, you guys got to lead by example with your effort. The great ones before them, the Greg Gaines and the Vitas, those guys led with effort and toughness, and it's their time. And I'm excited to watch them lead by example this spring. There's a lot more there. Yeah, there's a lot more there. It sounds like you were just in my meeting after practice here, because I pointed that out, not to him, but just to our players that, maybe had a good year last year. The three worst words are, "I got it." So three worst words. As soon as you think you got it and you've made it, that's when you're going to be average or below average, or you're going to get passed by. And so, for Zion, he's got a lot to work on. There's a lot more. There's some pass rushes that he should have had even more sacks last year. He needs to build his repertoire and his changeups of how to beat offensive linemen. He needs to play the run better. He needs to play the pass better. Everybody's got room to grow, including myself. And it's one of the anchors of our program, constant state of growth and improvement. From coaches, our whole staff, to our players. Doesn't matter if you're first team all conference or you're a true freshman, we have room to grow. Who'd you say? Oh, MJ Ale? It is a good way for him. It is a good way for him. But yes, these guys all have room to grow and improve, not necessarily put on pounds. Grow and improve means know your techniques inside and out, know the schematics, and be able to operate. Yeah, no, he can run. He can run. Yeah, we have a big offensive line, and they are going to be tough to deal with. Great question. Yeah, Isaiah Gilchrist and Jacob Kaiser are done with the program. Yes, great question. I should have led off with that. Thanks, Mike. Of being back together. Yeah, I mean we're grateful just having practice in meetings, in meeting rooms. We're grateful for it all. We're grateful for having a spring practice. Every day that goes by that we're able to have a practice, have a meeting. And now we're even able to eat. We have food here. Usually these guys are taking food and they have to leave, and we're able to eat, but it's all spaced out. And I mean, every little thing that we can get, we are grateful for.
Jimmy, with Kaiser opting out, the tight end room
point more. Very deep. You're right. Yes, it's Coach Cato has done a fantastic job of recruiting and also getting walk-ons who actually will be productive for us and do some things for us. That room is shaping out to be one of the best tight end rooms in our conference. We have heck yeah, he did some stuff for us last year. He's going to have, and now he's. Now he's going into his second year now. Heck yeah! I mean that room is deep with some talented players. Another room that's extremely deep, and Javion's running style is downhill and physical. He was one of the guys I had to pull back today of going, hey, we're just in pajamas. Hold on. You're going to get your time to run over people when you get full pads on. But that's okay. I like that. I'd rather try to pull him back than the other way. And so we have some talented running backs. They're going to get their reps, and the cream's going to rise to the top. And the ones that can handle it and the one that's going to give us the best chance to win are going to play. Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to it. We got to see. We got to go to the tape to see what the mistake was. But at every level, the competition's always going to get. It's bigger. It's faster. There's always just a little bit of. There's a learning process that has to go on. And at first glance, I think it was a really good play by Zion. I was giving him. It's kind of goading them on a little bit. In the beginning of practice, I said, hey, Cooper McDonald's going to be the first guy that gets an interception this morning of the outside linebacker room. I said, Cooper, there's another outside linebacker. And Cooper's like, okay, coach. And Zion looked at me. He was like, okay, it's going to be like that. I go, yeah. Cooper's getting the first interception for sure in your room. And then who do you think he ran up to right after he got that interception? He ran right up to me and gave me some stuff right back. So. It's fun. Get those guys going a little bit. Great play by Zion, and I'm sure Sam will learn from whatever the mistake was. Jeez. God, I got to go back a ways there. I do. It's two-a-days way back when against Eastern Washington, yeah, or with Eastern Washington, yeah. Hot day in Cheney. Well, hopefully we're getting the guys a lot of reps. We're getting the guys a lot of team reps, and so that's. And then also, I don't know if you guys have noticed, we do a lot of similar to what we did when I was in the National Football League. We do a lot of walk and talks to make sure we're getting all the techniques just right, all the scheme just right on both sides of the ball. We want to give these guys the best opportunity to succeed when we are going fast and we're going against each other, offense against defense. And that comes with reps. And so you're going to see these guys get a lot of reps. You're going to get a lot of reps Friday. Saturday, you're going to give them more reps. And the more banked reps we can get, the more we can improve.
What's your biggest question about that? If you were sitting in our shoes, what would be your biggest question about this game day in this season?
The biggest question mark? Yeah, the biggest question mark. I mean, I don't think of it as biggest question mark. I think every day we're just working to get better. That's what I think of. And as long as we improve from spring football day one to spring football day two, and we keep improving, we're going to be in great shape. We have a lot of talented players on our team. We have some really good schemes in all three phases. We have the opportunity to have all conference players in each room that we have. On our roster, on our team, we have some really good football coaches, and as long as we all are striving to improve and grow every single day, and we don't have that mentality of I got it and I'm just going to coast, that I have to compete every day to keep my job, we're going to be in great shape. Last question. Yep. Yeah, you know, this is different for everybody across the country. You know, obviously with the portal transfers and guys getting transfers, we have a really good culture here, and it's on those guys to come in here and be a part of our culture and then add to it. And they've done a fantastic job so far of doing that, of being a good teammate, being a good brother. And I think the research that we did on these guys, it's going to play out where they will be – they will add value to our culture and not be a detriment.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.